Good morning and happy spiritual new year to you all. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes. As we consciously come into communion with the ground of our being, God in us as us. And the invitation this morning, as I wish you happy spiritual new year, is to make this year like no other, a more conscious connection and communion with the ground of your being, God in you as you. My closing song today is entitled, Let Me Get Intimate with the Infinite. And that too is the invitation that I am suggesting this morning. I came across a little reading by Sri Chinmoy that I want to share with you, and then we can discuss further. He says, on the eve of the new year, a new consciousness dawns on earth. God once again inspires each human being, each creature, with new hope, new light, new peace, and new joy. God says, the new year dawns and a new consciousness dawns with you, within you. Run towards the destined goal. We listen to God, to the dictates of our inner pilot, and we run towards the ultimate reality. The new year energizes us, encourages us, and inspires us to run towards the ultimate goal. When the new year dawns, we have to make ourselves conscious of the fact that we have to transcend ourselves this year. We have to go beyond our present capacity, beyond our present achievement. When we have that kind of firm determination, God showers his choicest blessings upon us. God wants us to move ahead. He does not want us to look back. We know that while a runner is running fast, if he looks back, he will stumble. Similarly, if we are constantly looking behind at the year that we are leaving aside, we will think of our sorrow, misery, frustration, failure, and so forth. But if we look forward, we will see hope dawning deep within us. Every day in this new year is equally important. I liked those words, although I don't believe that a new consciousness is only born on a new year or on the eve of a new year. I believe a new consciousness is born every time we are intentionally with that purpose and that goal and that determination to make it so, because it is written, behold, I make all things new. However, I feel that the sentiment is something that we can all embrace. I sent out the invitation to you to let go and create your letting go list so that you do not bring into 2023 all of the things that hurt, upset, annoyed, frustrated, angered you, etc. I did mine and I burnt it last night. And then I was awakened at 4 something this morning. And I found myself regurgitating something that I should have let go of. And I simply reminded myself, you burnt that. What are you clinging to? It's ashes now. Let it go. And I know that for many of us, we may have to either repeat the process or remind ourselves of what we have burnt and let go so we do not keep reliving it, repeating it, remembering it in this coming year. My sacred texts that I want to share with you are a few. The first from Philippians Philippians 3:13. Forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. Psalm 65:11 says, you crown the year with your bounty and your carts overflow with abundance. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. My beloveds, there are numerous reminders, and the new year is a great reminder that we have an opportunity to let go of the past and bring forth something new. And so my invitation for this to be a happy spiritual year is not to say that you won't encounter challenges or you won't meet with disappointments. But the invitation is that as you are growing more intimate with the infinite, you'll be able to face each and every one of those things, knowing that you are more than a conqueror, knowing that God in you is greater than whatever the situation, condition, or circumstance, knowing that with God all things are possible, or that nothing is too hard for God. Yes, 2022 may have been a most challenging year for some. The loss of health, the loss of a loved one, the loss of the way things used to be. But 2023, we have an opportunity to birth a new consciousness, a consciousness of one that is in alignment with the infinite, that is unchanging and unchangeable. Whatever name or label you choose to give him, her, it is entirely up to you. We are not pushing theology or doctrine. We are pushing a new way of being. We are pushing a way of oneness, of acceptance, of love, of kindness. And so my story this morning that I want to share is entitled A New Perspective by Philioan Widenhoff. And she starts it with a quote, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. As Christmas comes to an end, we anxiously await the words Happy New Year. My best friend and I have this tradition we do every year for the last 5 years, usually around the end of December. We go to our favorite beach spot where we talk and pray about the past year and look ahead to the new year. We ponder and discuss all the interesting occurrences that happened the past year, the good times, the bad times, the frustrating times, and the fun times. We share what valuable lessons we learned from our experiences, what God showed us, and how he was faithful through all of it. We do this as a close, as the closure to 1 year, and then an opening to the next. After we have laughed a while and then cried, we begin to look forward with great excitement, wondering what God has for us in this coming year. What new experiences will we go through, and what new lessons will we learn? It's all fresh and new, and that is exciting. In doing this, I believe it helps us view each year as a season, understanding that God is sovereign and has new seasons of experience and growth to make us more like Christ. I can testify where there were times we went through seasons of grief, and there were also times we experienced seasons of joy. It helps me to remember that God is in total control, and that we are constantly growing as His children, and that He knows our plans that she has for us, plans of new wisdom, insight, and understanding that she wants to impart to us if we will allow Him to. It also gives us a fresh new outlook of the coming year and enables us to leave the past where it belongs. Not that we forget the past, but we learn from it and move forward into our present future with open hearts and minds to receive whatever God has for us. With that said, I put together 8 ways we can view the new year and every year. As a year of new beginnings, start out the new year with a fresh point of view, new experiences, memories, and blessings. Have an open mind and heart to wherever the Lord may take you with full assurance and confidence that He is with you. New possibilities. There's no limit to what God can do in your life, and nothing is impossible with God. God opens doors that no man can shut, and also closes doors that no man can open. The possibilities are endless with God, and that is according to His will. New plans. Every year is a new season. Be prayerful of what God has planned for you, and be willing to walk by faith and obedience as you follow His leading, remembering that His plans for you are always good and not evil, and to give you a future and a hope. New purpose. As you forge ahead, God always has a plan for you for what you may go through and experience. Remember that God always has a reason for what He allows in your life, and through it you can trust Him completely. New provision. The Bible says not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough worries of its own. Trust in your Heavenly Father who knows everything, what you need. Who is your God and who is your provider? He is faithful and He will do it. New growth. When we are willing to let go and let God work in and through us, He will always stretch us and grow us. It is an important part of the growth process. Continue to grow in your relationship with Him and His Word. Pray for God to mold you and make you pliable in the potter's hand, and then watch the master craftsman work on his masterpiece, which is you. New wisdom. With new experiences and new lessons comes new wisdom and insight. And always make it a priority to seek out wisdom as hidden treasure or fine gold. In Proverbs it says it will be like a garland of grace around your neck and honor you and present you with a crown of splendor. Renewed peace. As you go through each of these new experiences and new adventures, whether they are good or bad, my encouragement is to keep your eyes fixed on Christ. He will give you rest and peace, because He is our peace and loves you and cares for you deeply. Keep in mind that even the wicked give good gifts to their children, and how much more will your Heavenly Father give those to ask of Him? Let us give thanks to the Lord, for He is getting us through another year as we look forward to what He has for us ahead, and praise Him that He is faithful and worthy to be praised. I didn't want to edit that because it was too beautiful. But what it did make me think about was what this next year could mean for us. How are we going to truly deepen in our connection and communion and being more intimate with the infinite? And I recognize so often when people either set intentions or goals or create their forthcoming attractions with their gratitude list, their failure to achieve or accomplish it is because they're too vague and they're not specific in how they intend to. Like my ongoing, one of my ongoing topics on my list is always losing weight and getting fit. And they sound fine, but there's no specifics of how I intend to do that. Am I doing keto or paleo or counting calories? Am I going to join Slimming World? Am I going to go and join yoga, do yoga, go do water exercises? What am I doing to achieve that? We tend to be vague. We tend to keep it kind of a bit pie in the sky and castles in the air with no firm foundation. And if this year we are going to deepen in our intimacy with the infinite, then we need to get specific about what traits or qualities we need that's going to empower us to do so. And I would like to invite you for the next 12 days. And I've made it 12 days to represent each of the months, the 12 months, as opposed to 40 days, which is usually the allotted time we choose to create a habit. Or if you wish to, you're more than welcome to. I will paste 60 different traits and qualities that each day I suggest that you tune into which quality you want to focus on for that day to represent a trait or quality you want to develop in the next 12 months that is going to help you get closer, to get more intimate with the infinite. You choose for yourself what do you feel will help you, whether it's understanding or patience, forgiveness, kindness, gratitude, letting go, perseverance, discipline, compassion, discernment, awareness, joy, responsibility, peace, humility, faith, trust, acceptance, harmony, creativity, enthusiasm, purification, decisiveness, authenticity, courage, humor, balance. I will post the list for you in the WhatsApp group so that you can start for yourself creating the specifics for how you intend to get intimate with the infinite. I wish for you to have a happy spiritual new year, one that sees you defiant in the face of challenges, for you know from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from that which is within you, the source of all that is, the creator of life, the creator of all. My poem is entitled Wishes for a New Year by John Peter Reed. Brush away old heartaches. Learn from your mistakes. Another year is finally over. A new dawn awakes. Let the old year out. Welcome the new one in. Bury the bad things of the past as a new year now begins. Make your new year wishes as simple as you can. Pray for peace and love, not for wealth or fame. Pray for health and happiness. Pray for your fellow man. Pray for all the ones you love. Pray for those you've lost, who've lost their way. As the midnight hour chimes, we leave the old and embrace the new. I wish the things you wish for yourself, and may God's love stay with you. This new year is one that is going to be blessed. We are setting that intention for ourselves, for our loved ones, for our world. We are going to focus so much more on our infinite relationship with the intimate one inside of us. We know that God is the life force, the presence within. And it's not enough just to come together on a Sunday and know God, say a few prayers or light a candle or whatever your rituals are. This invitation for this beginning of this new year is to truly be so much more conscious, so much more connected, so much more deeper and intimately related to God, that nothing shall undermine you, nothing shall cause you to fear, nothing will cause you to doubt. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Blessings for a New Year. The first quote comes from Roger Teal, "This life is joy." You are so much more than a material. So you are so much more than a material time-space organism. You are the I Am, a being of light born from, living within, and giving expression to universal love and intelligence. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes' Sermon by the Sea. It is in your own heart, our own mind, our own consciousness, our own being, where we live 24 hours a day, awake or asleep, that eternal share of the infinite comes to us, because every person is some part of the essence of God, not as a fragment, but as totality. The author writes, whether this is a new year or a new day, it can be a new beginning if we choose it to be. Today we have the opportunity to review our present life and change whatever we believe is not working for a greater experience of joy. Right now, this very moment is as good as any, so why not make the most of it? Take a few moments, a few quiet moments, to dwell on what your life will be like with your dreams fulfilled. Will you have more vitality, live in a different city or state or country, or have fewer or more responsibilities? This is not running away from anything or mere daydreaming. This is setting a new intention for life. Contemplate what you would like your life to be. Investigate all areas of your health and well-being, your relationships and your financial circumstances. Remember not to dwell on what things look like today, only on what you want them to be tomorrow, next month, and next year. Look at the light at the end of the road. Your path will be lit and made known to you. You will be surprised at the opportunities coming your way. Look at each one and give thanks for infinite guidance. Make wise choices and move forward. Above all, give thanks for what you have today and all the goodness awaiting your recognition. My beloved, whilst we always like to honor the new year for all of its infinite possibilities, we know that any time is a good time, that any time we can choose a new intention, a new way of being, a deeper way of trusting and believing in God in us as us. And if you haven't already, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes as we go within for our meditation this morning. And this morning I would like to share, as for our usual meditation, a special one for this new year from Howard Thurman, my wonderful, beloved mystic, Blessings at Year End. And I will pause at the end of each sentence to give you time to reflect. As always, as we begin our time within, let us remember the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be cognizant that we are breathing in the breath of life, the breath of God, the Ruach. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And breathing the energizing, renewing breath of spirit. Hold. Gently. For the third and final time, inhale. Hold. I remember with gratitude the fruits of the labors of others, which I have shared as a part of the normal experience of daily living. I remember the beautiful things that I have seen, heard, and felt, some as a result of seeking on my path, and many that came unheralded into my path, warming my heart and rejoicing my spirit. I remember the moments of distress that proved to be groundless, and those that taught me profoundly about the evilness of evil and the goodness of good. I remember the new people I have met, from whom I have caught glimpses of the meaning of my own life and true character of human dignity. I remember the dreams that haunted me during the year, keeping me mindful of goals and hopes which I did not realize, but from which I drew inspiration to sustain my life and keep steady my purposes. I remember the awareness of the Spirit of God that sought me out in my aloneness and gave me a sense of assurance that undercut my despair and confirmed my life with new courage and abiding hope. May the new year bring God's blessings and peace into your life. So in this sacred place, in this sanctuary of the heart, let us take a moment to think about how we would like to be more intimate with the infinite. What might that look like to you on an individual as well as a collective level? How would you show up differently? How would you face certain circumstances differently? How would you like to be? A moment to see in your mind's eye some of the traits you would like to be expressing this year. A deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. We know that God is the infinite intelligence, excuse me, that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. So as always, you're invited to include in anything, in anyone, any need, any want, any desire into the circle of prayer at this time. Mother, Father, God, Thou who art the source of all that is, the absolute mystery, the divine benevolence, the grace, the infinite intelligence, the all-givingness in life, for life, all of our life. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, giving thanks for yet another new year that we are here to see. Giving thanks for all that we have released and let go of 2022. Grateful for the lessons, grateful for the opportunities to know you deeper, grateful for the experience in expressing our faith, and grateful for all the many blessings that came to us, those that we took for granted, such as the air we breathe, the food we have to eat, the beds we sleep in. So grateful for our relationships and friendships. So grateful for the work that we were able to do. So grateful for the interactions we had with our loved ones as well as strangers. So grateful for the abundance that comes from you in so many ways, so many expressions. As we stand at this open door, this new chapter, this new book of 2023, may we choose the traits and qualities we need to deepen in our connection and relationship with you, so that we become more intimate with you, the inner, infinite intelligence, so that we could be clearer conduits and greater vessels of expressions of your life, your light, your power, your presence. Let our faith deepen in you like never before. Let our trust in you grow exponentially like never before. Let our belief that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think sustain us like never before. Mother, Father, God, we wish for 2023 to be a happy spiritual year like never before. As we hold this wish, this desire, this prayer for ourselves, we hold it for all people, that they too may seek to grow more spiritually in this year than ever before. So that we can see justice, fairness, equality, love, kindness, and ultimately oneness between all aspects of creation. That we see one another not by the color of their skin or religion or gender or sexual orientation, but we see one another expressions of your life, the divine, infinite, sacred life, and treat all expressions of that one life, be it two-legged, four-legged, winged, finned, or hoof, with the respect, the love, and the empathy it deserves. You know this 2023, our individual request, our individual gratitude lists, our individual desires. And as the angel said to Sarah, is there anything too hard for God to do? We know that as we trust and have faith believing, as our teacher reminded us, faith as a mustard seed can move mountains. We know that mountains of doubt, fear, insecurity, unworthiness and all the other things that we place ourselves with will dissipate and disappear into its nothingness. So in this New Year's Day, each and every one here in this sacred circle of prayer offers up heartfelt thanks and gratitude for all that is, was, and is yet to be. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hand towards the sky and wiggle your fingers under firm. I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I'm one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands, palms down, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrist and affirm. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me our signs of mind affirmation. With gratitude from my heart, I accept all the goodness.
I accept all the goodness.
Life has to offer me. Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly. In thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free. May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Deep breath in. A rumination, Rumi says, and you, when you begin that long journey into yourself. No, sorry, let me rephrase that. And you, when will you begin that long journey into yourself? My New Year's benediction was also unknown but adapted by Deborah Mooney. The year ahead, May God make your year a happy one, not by shielding us from sorrows or pain, but by strengthening us to bear it as it comes. Not by making our path easy, but by making us sturdy to travel any path. Not by taking any hardships from us, but by taking fear from our heart. Not by granting us unbroken sunshine, but by keeping our face bright even in the shadows. Not by making our life always pleasant, but by showing us when people and their causes need us most. And by making us anxious to be there to help. God's love, peace, and hope and joy to us for the year ahead. So my closing song, my beloved, is Amy Steinberg, and it's entitled Intimate with the Infinite. Enjoy.
Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Oh, that was Amy Steinberger and Intimate with the Infinite. My beloveds, I wish you a very happy new year, an even happier spiritual new year. Until we meet again next Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection, peace and blessings.